Rep, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been sailing. Old passed away, new is my name. I hold you with praises, yes.
God bless you. We are back.
Amen.
For another installment of To the Glory of God.
Amen.
And we're here on Mother's Day.
Amen.
Amen. The second Sunday in May, where we have an opportunity to honor our moms and to show them how much we love them.
Amen.
I want to look at a scripture today in Leviticus. Old Testament scripture, amen, in Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 3. The word of God says, ye shall fear every man his mother and his father. Amplified version makes it clear. Each of you shall give due respect to his mother
mm-hmm.
and his father. Amen.
Amen.
That's God's heart right there.
Yes.
In a nutshell, right? We know that the commandment says, honor your father and your mother. And here, God says you are to give due respect to your mother and your father. And I think honor, respect, are things that, and care, are things that we should show our moms.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we just got finished, you know, with sharing a word about that. But, you know, just something that I think God just wants to emphasize. Is, you know, praise God if you have a loving mother.
Amen.
Loving father. Praise God if they're in your life
Amen.
Now. They're still alive and you know, all of the good things that come with that. But that's not everybody's testimony.
Right.
Right? And some people have the testimony that mom just simply wasn't there. For a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be that mom just, you know, didn't step up to the plate as mom. It could be that, you know, mom was incarcerated or mom passed away early mm-hmm. in life. But one of the things that I think we see in a lot of those stories is that God makes a way for someone to step into the gap.
Yes.
Right? A grandmother who takes that role.
Yes.
An aunt, a cousin, a sibling, you
yes.
know.
Amen.
You know, even a friend.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can step into the role and be mom.
Right.
And praise God for those women.
Amen.
Amen. And I think for those on Mother's Day, especially, I mean, there's something to be said about that, right? Because, especially grandmas, because they already had their children.
Yes, they already did it.
Right? And even some aunts, I mean, and you know, and what have you. They have their children,
mm-hmm.
but yet they still raised you as if you were their own.
Yes.
As if, you know, they gave that same motherly love and devotion and attention. And praise God for that. And so if anyone out there today on this Mother's Day has someone like that in your life,
Amen.
I'm sure that there's something really special in your heart that you have for them.
Yes.
Because of their willingness to step into that gap.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you have a biological child, I mean, that's your child.
Right.
You know? And if you step away from it, that responsibility as a father or a mother, there's not much good to be said of you. There's
right.
not much you can say about
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not your child, I mean, you can say, listen, I...
Right.
And no one really can hold it against
you.
Right.
They can't.
So the person who steps into that role, that's pure voluntary, that's pure love that says, I'm going to look after you.
Right.
That's
right.
special. And so we want to just really say Happy Mother's Day for those, especially who have stood in the gap
for others. Filling the gap.
Amen.
Amen.
The grandmoms, amen, and the great-grands, and all the rest of them that stood in that gap.
Amen.
And just want to encourage those of you who benefited from that.
Yeah.
Make sure you reach out to them. You know what I mean?
And, amen.
And, you know, give them something extra today.
Amen.
Amen. To let them know that, you know what? What you did for me was tremendous, and it's not unappreciated.
Yes. Yeah. I was just thinking of something, because, you know, that takes some kind of love.
Yeah.
You know, it's all right, like, when you have a child, and not to say that you would love somebody more. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying it in that sense. I'm just saying that this, the unselfishness that's on display. Because when you have a child, you automatically, it just, the love just comes.
Yeah.
You know, but when somebody you love loses a child,
yeah,
and then you step in as the aunt or the grandmother or the friend, mm-hmm, or whatever the case might be, as you step in and you want to take on that child as your own, you know, it's almost like when people say it's better to be adopted, like we're adopted into God's family, mm-hmm, because you're chosen.
Mm.
And that just shows a different kind of love.
Yeah.
Because you're chosen. You can't pick your children, but you can, you know.
Naturally. Naturally. Yeah.
But for a child to be chosen to be, mm-hmm, your child, that's something different.
Yeah.
That's a special kind of love.
Yeah.
So it's almost like that when somebody loses their natural mom, and then somebody steps in and fills that place, or tries to make them feel mothered and loved.
Mm.
You know, that takes a really special person to do that. Because it just comes from a deeper place of unselfishness, that I'm going to dedicate, mm, myself to this child and show them that I love them,
yeah,
you know, and let them know that they're loved,
yes,
you know, and let them know that they're not alone.
Mm.
And even though, you know, they may not have their natural mother, they still have me, you know, they'll always have somebody that they can count on, somebody,
yeah,
that will care for them, somebody that they, mm, can come to, somebody they can talk to, somebody they can depend on,
yeah,
just like your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is a special person, and if we have those, and some of us do have those people in our lives,
yeah,
and, you know, people that lost their moms. I know, you know, our nieces,
yeah,
lost their moms, and I have friends that lost their moms, but there always seems to be somebody, God always has a ram in the bush, or there's somebody in close proximity,
yeah,
that's willing to stand in the gap and to cover that child and just receive them as their own.
Amen.
You know, that's just, that, yeah, they deserve a special hug.
Amen.
Today.
Amen. No
Those
doubt
mothers,
about it. Praise
they
God.
Deserve
yes,
a,
indeed.
For standing in the gap.
Amen.
Because they don't even have, some of them don't even go the legal route, where they don't change the,
no,
name or all, no, that stuff, but yet they still do everything. That a
everything
mother would do for that child.
And then some. Probably.
And then some.
Amen.
So they really, yeah, mm, if you have one.
That's right.
Show them some love today.
Yeah,
yeah.
And praise God for them. And obviously this is not to overlook,
no,
the
no,
birth mothers, and especially those who were there and been,
yes,
there. Amen. Praise God for them. And like we say it all the time, mothers are special.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just about acknowledging that not everyone has that, you know, that positive, you know, check every box testimony.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Mom, this is your biological mother, check. She's at home, check. She always been there, check. Now, everybody doesn't,
right,
check
everybody
all the
doesn't
boxes.
Have that.
Right? Some people, you know, they have some boxes that are unchecked.
Right.
And so their testimony is different.
Right.
And so it's just about that. It's not about trying, amen, that we honor mothers everywhere.
Right.
Amen. And
right,
praise God for
I'm
those. That's right. And
that's
you
right,
check the boxes.
That's
amen.
Right. Check the boxes.
Amen. And so praise God for that. But it's just dealing with a different reality,
yes,
right? Some,
yes,
people's realities are different.
Different.
And it's just about acknowledging that, and then seeing the goodness of God in it. Because, see, on the one hand, right, to have someone, you know, either because of loss or abandonment,
yes,
you know, that you're there and it's like, okay, but this child, you know, that's why that one of the saddest songs, right? Sometimes I feel like a motherless,
yes,
child.
Motherless,
you know what
child.
I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something profound,
yes,
about that.
Mm-hmm.
A motherless child.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you were born, you had one.
Right.
You had to, right? You know what I mean? And she was right there. Dad might have been way, way, way away. Right. But you can't be born without your mom being present. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then to say, I feel now motherless. It's like somebody who was there is now gone.
Right.
And so, you know, we have those situations. And yet when God, you know, steps in and he, you know, present someone and bring someone into your life to fill the gaps that you were talking about, it's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And it just lets you know how good God is, that even, you know, with the mess and the things that were kind of out of place, God yet is mindful and knows you need someone, and you said it earlier, to mother you.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Yes.
We need that.
Yes, I think men and women too, mm-hmm. you know, I think... Yeah, probably mostly women need a mother, you know, to mother them and to nurture them and to guide them and to lead them. And it's not even for those that have, you know, physically lost a mother. Sometimes mm-hmm. a mother just has abandoned them,
yeah.
or they just haven't been very good mothers. I mean, there's plenty. They haven't been very good mothers,
that's
like
right.
they haven't been very good fathers.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
there's just people that's just like that,
right.
unfortunate as it may be. But, you know, but... they still need to be mothered. And I think that God sees that, and that God's love for mm-hmm. us is so, I can't even describe it. Yeah, overwhelming. That he doesn't want us alone, never
no.
wants us alone.
Mm-mm.
So he always has somebody there
mm-hmm.
ready to step in and to stand in the gap mm-hmm. and to, you know, to fill in the missing
yeah.
pieces, you know,
yeah.
because it is something about having
it is,
a
yeah.
motherless child. You know, that's
yeah.
you can see that picture.
Yeah,
you know, you see
oh
a sight
gosh.
Of an abandonment, just
yeah.
like, you know, loss. People are lost
mm-hmm.
and discouraged. But when you think of a mother, you know,
mm.
you think of that nurturing and that caring
yeah.
and that loving. And you
yeah.
see somebody just kissing your face, and all those kind of
Amen.
Things. You see them hugging you.
Yeah.
You know, you need that. You
yeah.
know, so. Yeah, so it's a good thing to have somebody
no
that just that
That's
is just
right.
there, you know.
Amen.
And for those that have stood in the gap, and for the mothers, you know, overall in
you.
General.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for moms. Amen.
Amen.
The biological ones and those who stand in the gap. Amen. And particularly what we just want to acknowledge here is those who stand in the gap. Amen. And if you benefited from that,
yeah.
amen, I know you're appreciative. Whatever it is that you've already done or planned for this Mother's Day, it's not too late to
amen.
Do a little bit more. Maybe to hug a little bit tighter. Amen. Maybe
amen.
To have a conversation a little bit longer. Whatever it is, but praise God and show your thanks for those who stand in the gap. Because I think that, as you said earlier, that's something special.
Amen.
It does take something special and only, you know, and see God in that.
Yeah.
And give him the glory for being mindful of you and making a way for someone to be there to
amen.
Mother you.
Amen.
God, amen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Amen. Happy
amen.
Mother's Day to you, baby.
Thank you.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Praise God. And so we pray that... someone's just heart is lifted and you're encouraged and know that God is smiling down upon you. If you're the mother in the gap, if you're the natural mom, and if you are the child who's benefited from having one or both of them in your lives,
amen.
Praise God, give him the glory, and tell your mom, happy Mother's Day today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, we're going to leave here for now, amen.
Amen.
But we endeavor to be back again as God brings us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And until then, our prayers are with you. Please keep praying for us.
Yes, yes.
Remember, as we always like to say, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I cannot show you.